salah at night, that is the nafil salah, attaining nothing but except for the discomfort of staying awake at night. Commentary. With regard to this hadith, the ulama have mentioned three different interpretations. Firstly, this hadith may refer to those who fast during the day, then eat iftar with such food which is haram. All the reward received for fasting is destroyed because of the great sin of eating haram, and then nothing has been attained except hunger. Secondly, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam may have meant that those who fasted properly but during the fasting kept themselves busy with backbiting and slandering others, as a result of which their fast is also not destroyed, but it is messed up basically. Thirdly, the person referred to may be the one who while fasting did not stay away from evil, etc. Since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sayings are concise, all forms of sins are included in this particular hadith. Likewise, it is a case of salah all night, but because of backbiting or other sinful acts, etc., allowing Fajr Salah to become wajib, to become qaza, his all his other acts then becomes unrewarded. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فصبر جميل. Two words. Today's tafsir is only on two words. So these two words are the words of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. Once he said it when his sons came and told him the lie, say we took Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and the wolf ate him up. So they came with a story there. He loved Yusuf alayhi salam, so he said sabrun jamil. And the second time when he sent them to go and buy food from Misr, at that time Yusuf alayhi salam was there, and Yusuf alayhi salam made the plan and kept Binyamin behind. Now the brothers came back and they told you, Yaqub alayhi salam, you know what, your son, he stole. Inna ibnaka saraq. Your son, he stole. Binyamin, he stole, he got caught and he's been kept back. Now he loved Binyamin also too much. So now what to do again? He said, sabrun jamil. So these two words, sabrun jamil, are not just two words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from every kind of difficulty and calamity. But the calamity that came upon Yaqub alayhi salam, we mustn't wish it for anybody. So Yaqub alayhi salam, both times, he said sabrun jamil. He didn't just say sabrun jamil, these are not just two words. These words carry a great amount of weight. So let us see what is the definition of sabrun jamil. Translated means, sabr means patience and jamil means beautiful. In other words, a beautiful sabr, a sabr which is covered with dignity and with calmness. So whatever went through his heart at that time, only he knows, but he did not lose himself. He exercised such sabr where he did not start doing wrong things. When a person sometimes is afflicted with some kind of a calamity, he loses it. He starts screaming and crying and tearing at his clothes and saying all unsavory things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, swearing all the people around him, tearing his clothes, all these type of things. So there's no dignity in such sabr. The second thing is that when a person makes sabrun jamil, then he only complains unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't complain to the whole world. Everybody he meets, he starts moaning on the street, in the masjid, on the phone, wherever he is, just moaning and groaning about that one difficulty and calamity that has afflicted him. He keeps quiet and he says in his heart that I hand my matter over to Allah, I complain to Allah, like how Yaqub alayhi salam said, innama ashku bathi wa uzni ilallah, that I complain about my pain and my grief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the person who makes sabrun jamil, also he has in his heart that whatever has happened was supposed to happen. Whatever affliction befell me was not supposed to escape me. It was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Then the person who makes sabrun jamil, he also doesn't start making all kinds of, you know, if I had done this, then that would have happened. If I had not done this, then that would not have happened. So all this if and but and should and shouldn't have, those are not things a person who makes sabr. He says, this is what happened, and that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He will not start making if and should and all those type of things. Then the person who makes sabrun jamil, he doesn't harbor in his heart the desire to react with anger and with revenge, especially if there's somebody else on that side. He's looking for an opportunity. Say, okay, but now I'm going to make sabr. But in his mind, he's busy making a plan. He says, I'm going to fix this guy up and I'm going to look for a chance. So he hasn't got the feeling and the passion of taking any kind of revenge. Also, he doesn't carry a grudge. He doesn't harbor a grudge in his heart. One is a person doesn't take revenge. Fine. But one is he carries this thing in his heart all the time. You know, this happened to me, it was done because of this fellow here, whatever it is. And he is letting that thing, you know, that thing is so bad to carry in the heart. It will have a physical effect on a person's health. Once the thing is over and done with, take it out, forget about it and don't bring it. Because we just make ourselves sick. Water under the bridge is always gone. A lot of people, they go into depression, they go into anger, and they say they're still carrying baggage of the past. My brothers, it's over and done with. Hand the matter over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave it at that. One other thing about Sabr and Jameel is that you don't sit back and just now say, okay, I'm going to make Sabr. Whatever a person can do, he must still have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you don't lose hope. He says, Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf. Imagine now, Yusuf alayhi salam was a little lad when he got lost and when he was thrown in the well. Now he was way many, many years later. And Yaqub alayhi salam says to his sons, go and make inquiries and investigate about Yusuf alayhi salam. He didn't close the file. He still said, La tayasu min ruhillah. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. My brothers, this is very important. The people who are listening at home also. La tayasu min ruhillah. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Be positive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Allah is all powerful. If we believe in Allah, that's already a positive link we have got. So he doesn't sit back and say, okay, I'll make sabr now, whatever is supposed to happen. No, whatever is within the means of a person to still try and remedy or to overcome or to find or to, you know, to make up whatever was lost, you go out of your way and you make that particular effort. Then that is sabrun jameel. Not in a wrong way, but in the right way, you try and make up and try and find out whatever was happening. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the day when Yusuf alayhi salam was right in front of Yaqub alayhi salam, and even Binyamin, okay, he wasn't missing for very long, he was just part of a plan, they kept him back. But Yaqub alayhi salam got to see both his sons. And you know what the Quran says, وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. He was so filled with grief that his eyes became white, he became blind. Now who cries so much that they become blind? He cried and cried and cried. But he kept it inside. He did not complain to anybody. He did not moan. And he just kept it. And he carried on crying. And then the day came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam was brought. And he said, I can smell Yusuf alayhi salam. Eh? He says, I can get the smell of Yusuf alayhi salam. So they told him, no man, you know what, you're old now. You're called senile. You don't know what you're talking about. He says, I can get the smell. And a little while later, they came with the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam. And they put it on his eyes, and alhamdulillah, and his eyes came back. So that is what we call having hope in Allah. You found your son, you found your other son, you lost your eyesight, you got your eyesight also back. There is a lot of hope, my respected friends and brothers, in this aspect. And this is all with regard to making sabr with dignity and not losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar.
One of the people. It's one of the people.